Welcome to Audacity Works, a podcast inspired by and dedicated to the working artist, the creative entrepreneur, and generally, doing the damn thing. This exists on the premise that the world belongs to those who have the audacity to believe that their lives have value. This is for you. Welcome to Audacity Works. This is episode number 28. I am your host, Rachel Strickland, and today we're going to be talking about viewing your life choices through a lens of experimentation. So let's start out with a little bit of updates, okay? In my neck of the woods, cycle 24 of the Audacity project just recently came to a close. And that means that the cycle is over and I have to let the audacious ones who are just fucking incredible swim away and do their own thing, which is the whole point, to do their own thing. And every time I think I couldn't possibly be more impressed by the people that I'm working with, I'm proven wrong. Like every single time, they're just, how do you exist? And what that also means is that this is the beginning of the summer, and I'm trying an experiment this summer, which is that I'm not holding a summer cycle of the Audacity project. I have intentionally chosen to only have two cycles this year, a spring cycle, which just finished, and a fall cycle, which will be open for enrollment in August, towards the end of August. And the reason that I wanted to do that, a couple of reasons, and it is, as all things I do, an experiment. This experiment exists for a couple of reasons, and one of them is I wanted to have a lighter workload this summer and spend less time in front of the computer and more time doing other things. And by other things, I mean very valuable, productive tasks like floating in the creek. And I realized this last summer when I was working, I was holding the cycle and it was going fantastically. And as always, I was enjoying the work because I really enjoy my work. Also, the summer seemed to pass by really fast. And one of the reasons that me and Manflesh moved here from California, we had been on the West Coast between San Francisco and Seattle for over 12 years. And one of the reasons that we moved back here was, one, I wanted to be warm again, and I wanted to have summer, and I wanted to be closer to my family, which I am. And it made me sad last year that I spent so little time outside, you know, and sitting on the dock with my mom, drinking probably too much wine and talking shit. And those are the things that I want to be doing in my summer. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Instead of holding a cycle, what I'm going to do is hold a summer series of webinars on Crowdcast. And yes, there's going to be replays available for all of these. But first up, we're going to have JPB from Brain Body Resilience coming on to the Crowdcast to give a workshop about how to befriend your nervous system. And I've been excited and thinking about this for over a year. I've known JPB. I met her through the internet because internet friendships are real friendships. And then I met her in person at Boss Up last August, September. Anyway, last year. But JPB is a lifelong athlete. She's worked in psychology. She's worked in neuroscience. And she has just amassed this wealth of knowledge about how to romance your nervous system, and especially when you're out of a sense of homeostasis and you need to be able to achieve a sense of homeostasis, a sense of calm, so that you can make a good choice. And if you're anything like me, you are buffeted to and fro by the winds of the glass cage of emotion that we can live in. And there are things that we can do about that to bring ourselves back to a state where we can make good choices. And that became really clear last year. Last year was a very difficult year for me personally. Had some traumatic experiences that left me really quite a flat line. And that's when I really started getting interested in what can I do for my nervous system. And the best way to learn how to swim is before you start drowning. And that is how I'm thinking of this workshop that I'm bringing JPB on to teach us all is, you know, how to swim so we don't drown, you know, emotionally by befriending your nervous system and what you can do to that end. That's going to be next Thursday on May 18th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to put that link in the show notes, obviously. So that's next Thursday, May 18th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you can't make it live, of course there's a replay. There's always a replay. There's always a replay. You will definitely get the replay. So that's going to kick off the summer series, and there's more to come after that. And if you are interested or you know someone who's interested in the fall cycle of the Audacity Project, which is going to be enrolling in late August, I will drop that in the show notes as well. You can head on over to my website and join the wait list. The wait list is by far the best way to be told sooner than anyone else. And, you know, if the wait list fills it up, then it might not even go public. You know, it could happen. I also have a question for y'all. I have a bee in my bonnet about really wanting to share where I live. If you follow me on Instagram or you know me in person at all, I am obsessed with living in coastal South Carolina. I just think this place is a complete paradise. I want to share it. So I want to have a retreat next year, like a year from now, next May, because the weather is chef's kiss in May. Probably be a week, maybe 5 days. 5 days at the least. I mean, come on. And right now I'm just gathering interest in it. And it'll be a creative retreat with lots of different exercises and stuff for getting in touch with your creativity, your desires. What do you want to do? There'll be lots of cool embodiment exercises. I'll be bringing in guest teachers and specialty instructors. And of course, there's going to be like, you know, a beach and an ocean and awesome fireflies and fire pits and conversations. And I think you get the idea. So right now I'm gathering interest. Like, who's up for that? Who is interested in that? Send me a DM. You can reach me always on Instagram at Rachel Strickland Creative. And I would love to hear from you. And I also know that when gathering interest for such things, about 10% of the people that want to go will actually go for whatever reason, circumstantial, financial, whatever. And by the way, that's something to like stick in your back pocket. When you gather interest for something, you're like, wow, 50 people said that they want to do this thing. That's amazing. Yes, it is amazing. Expect 10% of that. I've seen just way too many people have their hearts broken because they're like, all these people said they wanted it, but then only this many people signed up. I'm like, but that's conversion rates, and 10% is actually pretty standard. So, you know, keep that in your back pocket. But yes, this idea has come from just an intense and ineffable desire to share this place while also sharing all of the exercises and all of the things that, you know, I love to talk about, you know, the viscera of the subconscious and how are you doing in the depths of your soul and what do you want to do and let's go do that and let's do scary things and learn how to be brave. And why not do that surrounded by live oak trees and Spanish moss and warm sea breezes? And I honestly am going to stop rambling on because I could just talk about this place forever. And that leads me to kind of the main point of today's episode, which is looking at your life and your life choices as a series of experiments. And I love this approach. I think that it allows you to separate yourself and your choices from the emotional cargo that could impact you and everyone else in your life as a result of those choices. Because in general, I just think that we're too careful as a society, as a culture. We're too careful. And not willing enough to make mistakes. And the reason that I don't think we're willing enough to make mistakes is because I see people playing it safe quite a lot. And playing it safe, one, doesn't feel super good because you know that there are things that you're leaving in the tank that never get expressed, that never get explored. And that's because they're dangerous. The things at the bottom of the tank are more combustible. But I do want to encourage people to start looking at the decisions that they make for their lives and how they want to design their lives intentionally from a place of experimentation. And the first thing that we're going to need if we think about living from an experimental point of view is a metric system. Not the metric system, just a metric of success. And this is an opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what is my metric for success? Because otherwise, you're going to be judging the validity or the success of the experiment on some kind of random outside factors like FOMO or other people's opinions or societal conditioning, and all that is just a bunch of fucking nonsense, and nobody has time to live their life based on that shit. Your metric for success might be financial. Like, I want to make this amount of money in this amount of time, so I'm going to try this experiment. And that's going to be really clear cut because the data is going to be right there. The experiment worked or it didn't work. If it didn't work, it doesn't fucking matter. It means that you get to try something else. Yay. For some people, the metric might be physical. Like, I'm going to try this experiment and I'm going to take these vitamins and do this kind of exercise for X amount of time. And then I'm going to see how my body feels and, you know, what are the results for my body? Does it work better? Am I sleeping better? Do I feel better? And that is also a tangible metric. My own personal metric is emotional. You know that song, Hooked on a Feeling, da-da-da. Yeah, that's me. And I'm not hooked on any particular feeling, but I've always operated from this sense that the thing that we're all chasing after is a state of mind, is the experience of a particular feeling. Like, we're looking for a feeling, whether that feeling is to be at peace or to feel strong or, you know, what have you. So that's my metric. What I want to feel is curious and at peace. And I say curiosity because to me, being in a state of being really interested in something and really engaged in something and curious about something can only happen when my nervous system is happy and taken care of. If I'm in a fight or flight response, I'm not interested. I'm engaged because I have to be out of a sense of survival, but I'm definitely not curious. I just want to do what needs to be done and get the fuck out of that situation as quickly as I can. But to be open and flexible and engaged with a concept, like an artistic concept or anything really, then I have to be in a place that is good, for lack of a better word. And that's what I'm chasing this summer with a lighter workload and moving over to the summer sessions instead of having an entire cycle, is to see, as an experiment, is this going to make me feel the way I think it's going to make me feel? Or am I going to get bored not having that daily pull? We will see. Either way, it's a win. We'll see. I'll let you know. I'll let you know how it goes. But I would like to invite you to think about your life in terms of an experiment. What would you like to try just for shits and giggles, just to see if it works without having to be so attached to the outcome? Because I think that's why we fail to take action so frequently, and that people feel really afraid of the consequences of their actions. But if you can make peace with those consequences without passing judgment on them, like, was it optimal? Was it subpar? We'll see. And then we can make adjustments from there. But before you can experiment, you do need to know what your metric of success is going to be. I first kind of wandered into this way of thinking about the design of my life as an experiment, see what happened. I got it from Tim Ferriss. And I don't remember how I got introduced to Tim Ferriss as an author. And I don't adore everything that he has written, but I have really enjoyed a lot of what he's produced. And how he thinks about things has influenced me, given me some options for how I think about some things. And one of those things is definitely experimentation. Like, I'm going to treat my body and myself and my finances and my career like some mad scientist experiment. And one that really worked for me because I was young. I think I was 26, 27 the first time that I got exposed to this. I was like, yay, this sounds like fun. Let's do that. And we will see what happens. And it just, it allows me, looking at my life this way, allows me to not get emotionally invested in possibilities that have not yet happened. You know, like future tripping on what if this happens or what if this happens? And like, what if it happens? It's an experiment. Huzzah. And I just think that the approach really allows us more ease of taking action because we can be emotionally divorced from like the heavy, heavy cargo that can come with dealing with consequences of things. I mean, you want to consider the possibilities, like you want an outcome that you can live with, one that is desired. But looking at things through this lens, I find is a good way to cut through fear and instead gently shift the focus onto the value system, which is why you're making the change and doing the experiment in the first place. So a good way to cut through that fear and gently shift the focus from fear and all that emotional cargo into curiosity and the value system, which is driving this experiment in the first place. Another reason I'm a big fan of looking at things through an experimental lens is because it underscores your own autonomy. It puts the power back in your hands to make life choices, as well as the judgment. Was this a positive change? Was this a negative change? Like, you get to decide. And around every corner, it's easy to lose your autonomy. There's just so much information and so many opinions. So if you, it reminds me that I get to choose and that I am the only judge that is going to make these choices. So whose judgment am I looking at? So looking at the time, that's going to be it for me today. A little bit shorter, a little bit sweeter, but I hope it's given you some food for your brain to chew on. And maybe if we start thinking about what we're doing through a lens of experimentation, we can feel more free to make choices without being so worried about the outcome or attached to the outcome. But one thing, if you can live with the consequences of your choices, you can do anything. It doesn't matter if it's a positive outcome or a negative outcome. They're both going to happen. They just are. Both of them are going to happen. Thank you so much for letting me talk into your ear for 20 minutes. If you have requests for upcoming episodes, please drop me a line anytime on Instagram at Rachel Strickland Creative or on Patreon at Rachel Strickland Creative. Special thanks to my incredible patrons for making all of this possible and so many other things as well. Y'all go out there and have a good beginning of your summer and don't go back to sleep.